Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing today? Welcome to another Read a Word, where we are reading the majestic Word of God as we close out this year and as we close out our final days of Read the Word. A whole year has gone by here, and we're down to 8 days left in 2022, and we will have read the whole Bible in 1 year out loud chronologically. Now, to some of you, that might seem like that's no big deal. It's not a big deal if you're doing it all by yourself, but when you're making this happen, sometimes it's a real challenge. Welcome to you. We're in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 24 through 26. Apostle Paul is actually going to go before the governmental leaders today, and then off to Rome he goes, as God told him he would in a prophecy. There you go. Hold your Bible up. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am. Because he is the great I am. Today I will read this book, and it will get into my life and change me forever. Because that's what it's designed to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Now, when we just left, there was a plot against Paul when he got back to the nation of Israel. And he's had to several times say, I'm a Roman citizen. You can't beat me and you can't persecute me till I've been proven to be guilty. So here he is. He's now accused of sedition and sent to be in front of Felix. Chapter 24, verse 1. After 5 days, Ananias, the high priest, came down with the elders and certain orator named Tertullus. These gave evidence to the governor against Paul, against him. And when he was called upon, Tertullus began his accusation, saying, seeing that through you we enjoy great peace and prosperity is being brought to this nation by your force, we accepted always and in all places, most noble Felix, with all thankfulness. Nevertheless, not to be tedious to you any further, I beg you to hear by your courtesy a few words from us. For we have found this man a plague, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. Now, he even tried to profane the temple, and we seized him and wanted to judge him according to our law. But the commander, Lysias, came by and with great violence took him out of our hands. Listen to that statement. With great violence, they took Paul out of the hands of these other guys, commanding his accusers to come to you. By examining him yourself, you may ascertain all these things of which we accuse him. And the Jews also assented, maintaining that these things were so. Now, hold on. Get rid of a little technology here that's showing up on the screen. There we go. Now think about it. Paul is preaching to them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they take him and they begin to beat him. They're literally going to beat him to death. And so then, you know, the Roman centurion, he's in charge. So he's like, wait a minute. I better stop this before it gets going. And now this wise person, Tertullus, comes and says, and your commander, Lysias, stopped us from beating him up. And that's not too smart for Tertullus, because Tertullus is going to have to go back and face Lysias. And Lysias did exactly what he was supposed to do. Let's see what happens. Audrey, Roger, good to have you guys with us this afternoon. Love you guys. Two of the valuable people right there of COF. I love it. Tell everybody else, send this link to somebody. Tell them, hey, we're reading the Bible. Acts 24:10. Then Paul, after the governor had nodded him to speak, answered, "Inasmuch as I know that you have been for many years a judge of this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself. Because you may ascertain that there is no more than 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship. And they neither found me in the temple disputing with anyone, nor inciting the crowd, either in the synagogue or in the city. Nor can they prove the things of which they now accuse me. But this I confess to you, that according to the way, which they call a sect, I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets." Remember what Jesus said? He didn't come to end it. He came to complete the law and the prophet. Verse 15, "I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men. After many years, I came to bring alms and offerings to my nation, in the midst of which some Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with a mob nor with tumult. They ought to have been here before you to object if they had anything against me. Or else, let those who are here themselves say if they found any wrongdoing in me while I stood before the council. Unless it is for this one statement which I cried out, standing among them, concerning the resurrection of the dead, I'm being judged by you this day." When Felix heard these things, having more accurate knowledge of the way, he adjourned the proceeding and said, "When Lysias the commander comes down, I will make a decision on your case." So he commanded the centurion to keep Paul, let him have his liberty, told him not to forbid any of his friends to provide for him or visit him. That's pretty good of the commander. He didn't believe their nonsense. 24, after some days, when Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. See, now we're bigger than the resurrection. Now, Felix is saying, hey, let's hear this guy. Let's see what he talks about. As he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you again." Meanwhile, he also hoped that money would be given him by Paul, that he might release him. Therefore, he sent for him more often and conversed with him. This is the commander. This is the ruler. 27. Between 26 and 27 is 2 years. After 2 years, Porcius Festus succeeded Felix. And Felix, wanting to do Jews a favor, left Paul bound. Bad mistake, Felix. When Festus had come to the province of 25:1. After 3 days, he went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief men of the Jews informed him against Paul, and they petitioned him, asking a favor against him, that he would summon him to Jerusalem, while they lay in ambush along the road to kill him. Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea, and that he himself was going there shortly. Therefore he said, "Let those who have authority among you go down with me and accuse this man to see if there's any fault in him." When he remained among them more than 10 days, he sent down to Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, he commanded Paul to be brought. When he had come, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood about and laid many serious complaints against Paul, which they could not prove, which is what goes on many times with God's great leaders. People show up and they make accusations against him. You couldn't share it, Audrey? I'm not sure what to tell you on that. You should be able to just click the share button. And let me see what I can do. Yeah, I can share it. Let me see if I can put it right here. There's the share that I have. Grab that link and see if that goes. Here we go. I love what I do here. Let's see. Verse 8. While he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar, have I offended anything. I'm in 25:8. Festus, wanting to do the Jews a favor, answered Paul and said, are you willing to go to Jerusalem and there be judged before me concerning these things? Paul said, I stand at Caesar's judgment, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews, I've done no wrong, as you very well know. For if I am an offender or have committed anything deserving of death, I do not object to dying. But if there's nothing in these things of which these men accuse me, no one can deliver me to them. I appeal to Caesar. Uh-oh. Paul just took it to a whole new level. Festus, when he conferred with the council, answered, you have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go. Well, what's that do for Festus? But that gets him out of the way. And that gets Paul out of here. And Rome is a long ways from Jerusalem. And then it shuts all these people up. But, of course, it doesn't stop the false doctrine, the wickedness that's in the heart of the Jews that's trying to kill him. It made you stop. I was trying. Who knows, Audrey? Who knows? 25:13. After some days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to greet Festus. When they had been there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, there's a certain man left a prisoner by Felix, about whom the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me when I was in Jerusalem asking for a judgment against him. To them I answered, it's not the custom of the Roman to deliver any man to destruction before the accused meets the accuser face to face, and has opportunity to answer for himself concerning the charge against him. Therefore, when coming together without any delay, the next day I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought in. When the accusers stood up, they brought no accusation against him of such things as I had supposed, but had some questions against him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who died, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. And because I was uncertain of such questions, I asked whether he's willing to go to Jerusalem and there be judged concerning these matters. But when Paul appealed to be reserved for the decision of Augustus, I commanded him be kept till I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I would like to hear the man myself tomorrow, he said. You shall hear him. So the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice had come with great pomp and had entered the auditorium with the commanders and the prominent men of the city, at Festus' command, Paul was brought in. Festus said, King Agrippa and all the men who are here present with us, you see this man about whom the whole assembly of the Jews petitioned me, both at Jerusalem and here, crying out that he was not fit to live any longer. I literally saw a person on YouTube. That's cool, Audrey. I literally saw a person on YouTube say of one of the greatest leaders of our day, that he was not fit to live any longer. Right here. Right out of that same word. And they claim to be Christians. If you're saying that about somebody who's a gospel minister preaching, I mean, if he's full of heresies and teaching people to go astray, that's one thing. But if he's teaching them, Paul said, some preach for strife, some out of division, some for filth or vainglory. I'm just glad the gospel's preached. I'm in 25:25. When I found that he had committed nothing deserving of death and that he himself had appealed to Augustus, I decided to send him. I have nothing certain to write to my Lord concerning him. Therefore, I brought him out before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa. so that after the examinations has taken place, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable to send the prisoner and not to specify the charges that are against him. Chapter 26. This is the beginning of the church. And remember when Jesus sent the disciples out, he said, don't worry about it. They're going to put you before kings and judges and all these different places. Don't worry about what to say. When you get there, the holy words to say. Some of you, I'm making this before Christmas. Some of you, it's your Christmas event. You're not even going to know what to say, but you're going to say it. And everybody's going to be standing there going, wow, that's really good. And what you will find is that you actually spoke the will of God for people's lives. Chapter 26. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you're permitted to speak for yourself. So Paul stretched out his hand and answered for himself. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because today I shall answer for myself before you concerning all things of which I'm accused by the Jews, especially because you're an expert in all customs and questions which have to do with the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was spent from the beginning among my own nation at Jerusalem, all the Jews know. They knew me from the first, if they were willing to testify. According to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. To this promise, our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God night and day, hope to attain. Okay? They hope to attain those promises. Well, all the promises of God are yes and amen, and they're available for everybody, but if you don't know what they are, you don't know how to claim them. Keep it reading. For this hope's sake, King Agrippa, I'm accused by the Jews. Why should it be thought incredible by you that God raises the dead? Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. This I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them, and I punished them often in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly enraged against them, I persecuted them to foreign cities. I want you to notice what Paul just said. I punished them often in every synagogue. Look at this next line. And compelled them to blaspheme. Paul is telling you exactly what's happening. While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest at midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, now think about Agrippa and Festus standing there going, oh, this guy's telling us something we don't know. And of course, the power of Almighty God is all over this story and transforming these men who are, they're center leaders, but they're leaders of this nation. I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. Not by the education you will now receive, by the things I will reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Paul is preaching. Holy Spirit is moving. 19. Therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting of repentance. So number one, I write it right in my Bible. Number one, repent. Number two, turn to God, which is what repentance actually means. And number three, do the works befitting repentance. For these reasons, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. Therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day I stand, witnessing both to the small and the great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come, that the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead, and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Thank you, Robert. Roger, bless you guys. So good to have you with us today. Verse 24, I'm in Acts 26, 24. Now, as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad. But he said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak the words of truth and reason. For the king, before whom I also speak freely, knows these things. For I am convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. Paul's got him on the ropes, man. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. Paul said, yes, I do. 29. Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but all who hear me today might be both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. When he said these things, the king stood up and walked the governor and Bernice and those who sat with him. When they'd gone aside, they talked among themselves, saying, this man is doing nothing deserving of death. Look at this. Or chains. Then Agrippa said to Festus, this man might have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar. So we see in 24, 25, and 26, Paul makes his appeal. But of course, God told him, you're going to Rome, and you're gonna stand before Caesar Augustus. Now think about it. This man who was beaten, forsaken, betrayed, deserted, starved. I mean, Paul suffered some severe things. And yet, here he is in front of the ruling authorities of this region, King Agrippa and Festus. And now God's going to send him to the number one ruler of the whole world, just like Daniel, just like Joseph, just like many people throughout all of the history of the world. Why? Because he was faithful to God, and that's what you and I need to be. Remember, it's not about how much intellectualism you can gain in Akabesa. It's not what it's about. It's about the fact that you read these words and you say, God, give me the revelation. And I pray for every one of you every day. Job 33, 14 through 18. Somebody put that in the comments there, if you will. Job 33, 14 through 18. I pray it over all the partners of this ministry, everybody that comes and listens to us. Maybe you haven't become a partner. Do it. Pray for us. Study with us. Send money. The more money that we have, the more we preach the gospel. That's what we do with every penny that comes to us, preach the gospel. And bring this to you like this. And it's a blessing to us to help you know who Almighty God is. Now, I want to pray the prayer of salvation, because you never know who's here that might be saying, I need to come to God. And what did he just say here? You should repent, turn to God, and do the works befitting of repentance. And let's pray the prayer of salvation now. I'll give it to you in a few words at a time. You speak it right there. No matter who you are, say it with us. In a matter of two minutes, you'll be right with God. In whatever nation, no matter who you are, you'll be right with God. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, you say it. I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. And I will not perish. Jesus, here's your place. Now you make a powerful statement right now. Be bold. Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God. You say. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your grace and your mercy, of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Just put your hands out and receive. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. And just like that, you're right with God. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to be a Christian. Well, don't worry about being a Christian. Just walk with God every day. God Almighty just came to live on the inside of you. Get your Bible. I recommend you get this one, Thompson Chain Reference Bible. I recommend it. Can't afford one? Get with us. And I think we got enough believers that say, well, I'll help you. And everybody give them $5. We'll get you one. These are about $80. Buy the one that's got the nice leather so it'll remain. People will get your cell phone in the future. And, well, they won't work once they're outdated. There won't be nothing on it. But when people find your Bible in the future, they'll find your notes, what you underlined, what you highlighted, and it'll be a blessing to them. And then just walk with God. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the book of Acts. The story of Jesus and the story of the beginning of the church. And then click like, subscribe, hit the bell, and come be with us. This program is called Read Word that I'm on right now. Starting on January 1st, we began to read through the Bible chronologically every day, divided again up in 365 days. Until we got in this last month, we did pretty good at keeping it right on schedule. We'll get them done by the end of this year. And there's a playlist on YouTube. If you search my name, Samuel J. Cottle, and then the statement, Read the Word, it'll take you right to this playlist. When you get there, there'll be a little plus sign. Click that plus sign, and it'll add that playlist right into your library with an easy link that you can go to every day, right on your own YouTube playlist. And then you can start in Genesis and go all the way through it. We're very close to the end, folks. Very close. And there's many of you that have never read your Bible through, ever. And I would encourage you to get this playlist out and begin to go through it again. Even through last year's, and it's going to have the history of 2022 in it, but whatever. It's the word of God. It's majestic. It's God in the beginning providing everything. God in the end providing everything. And all of the process in between of helping you and I come to him and find him. That's what this book is about. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God Almighty just came to live within you. He's not way out there somewhere. He's in here. 2 Corinthians 6 says, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and he's going to lead you from right in here. Every day, all day long, talk to God like he's inside of you, because he is. Nobody can get between you and God in here. Unless you, with your own mind, put him in that position. Walk with God every day. Walk with us. And anytime, if you click like, subscribe, and hit the bell, every time we put a video up, it'll notify you. And you'll be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again next time, which I'm going to record another one in a few minutes here. This is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.